Segundo documento. Lo escuchará dos veces. Dispone de un minuto y medio para leer el cuestionario.
Good evening. One of the great pleasures of life is doing work that doesn't seem like work at all, which is why I always enjoy bank holidays before one of our occasional audio book reviews. This time, we've taken the theme of history, but in its widest sense. Two non-fiction books, one fiction, and leaping from 16th century Scotland and France to 19th century Australia. Let's start there with Vidar. Tell us what you've chosen.
Peter, I have gone for a book, a biography indeed, by one of our best-known contemporary biographers, Antonia Fraser. And as many people will know, she has written a huge number of books about people in history. And I've gone for her biography of Mary, Queen of Scots.
But you've chosen something to give us more the sense of content, haven't you?
Absolutely. Mary, Queen of Scots is someone about whom people learn a lot at school. And she is one of those characters that I think all of us have heard of in some context or other in history. And Antonia Fraser has brought to life her life through what is a very sympathetic portrayal of what was a very tragic life lived in Scotland, in France, and for about 20 years in captivity in England. No, I think it's really well written, really well read, and history can be complicated, it can be boring, it can be taught badly, but that was really an example of how absorbing a subject can be, and I think Antonia Fraser rightly deserves a lot of acclaim.
As you say, it's very complex, all the relationships. Lee, how do you take to this?
I did enjoy the reading of it. I found, though, that there weren't enough colour in it for me, and perhaps as a newcomer to England, there were some things that I did not understand that needed to be explained. So perhaps the fault is mine, not the books.
Actually, my quarrel was slightly different to Lee's, almost the reverse. I thought it was almost too much colour. There was a lot of clothes, and see, I thought it was a bit of a girly version of history, really. And, you know,
I quite like the clothes, I'm afraid.
Did you?
Yes.
Now, Lee, perhaps not wholly surprisingly, you've chosen a book with a strong Australian theme. Tell us about The Potato Factory.
I'm going to start with my criticism of The Potato Factory. It's not really the plot that is the best thing about this book. What happens to the characters in the central storyline is actually, I think, a bit too far-fetched, even though the main character, Ikey Solomon, did exist and may even have been who Dickens based Fagin on in Oliver Twist. But what I really enjoyed in it is its fantastic descriptions and language. I particularly like those descriptions of 19th century London and think about them often as I find myself in some of the places that he talks about.
So really, in a way, you're making a reverse journey. You come back from Australia where this book ends to see those streets. Have you actually gone into those areas?
I have, yes. Yes, I have. And since I've read The Potato Factory as well, and it does make you think. Yeah, and it is a reverse journey, as many Australians make.
Vidar, what did you make of this?
I have to say, what I thought was really good about this for me, yeah, the story was good and there were some real characters in there, but the characterisation through the reading were superb, I thought. You know, the different characters, the different voices that Humphrey Barr brings out. And that actually is another example of where I think audiobooks come into their own. If you get someone who does it well, and they've got to do it well if they're reading for 23 hours, I think that really tells a lot. And for me, that was one of the real plus points.
And I think he's the one that keeps it going. His voice characterizations were brilliant.
Now, I've cheated very slightly, as presenters are allowed to do, because you could argue that my choice is more literary than historical. Now, I've always been fascinated by Hardy because he seems such a set of contrasts. The books which explores this is Claire Tomlin's Thomas Hardy, The Time-Torn Man. So what did you two think?
I was really happy that you chose this book because I'm a fan of Thomas Hardy and I really enjoyed this book.
Vida.
And I enjoyed it to learn more about him, the man, the inner man, or the time-torn man, as the title actually suggests. And I think the other huge plus for me was another reminder of what an excellent biographer Claire Tomlin is, rather like Antonia Fraser.
Right, thank you very much for that.
Dispone de 45 segundos para releer y contestar el cuestionario antes de volver a escuchar el documento.
Good evening. One of the great pleasures of life is doing work that doesn't seem like work at all, which is why I always enjoy bank holidays before one of our occasional audio book reviews. This time, we've taken the theme of history, but in its widest sense. Two non-fiction books, one fiction, and leaping from 16th century Scotland and France to 19th century Australia. Let's start there with Vidar. Tell us what you've chosen.
Peter, I have gone for a book, a biography indeed, by one of our best-known contemporary biographers, Antonia Fraser. And as many people will know, she has written a huge number of books about people in history. And I've gone for her biography of Mary, Queen of Scots.
But you've chosen something to give us more of the sense of content, haven't you?
Absolutely. Mary, Queen of Scots is someone about whom people learn a lot at school. And she is one of those characters that I think all of us have heard of in some context or other in history. And Antonia Fraser has brought to life her life through what is a very sympathetic portrayal of what was a very tragic life lived in Scotland, in France, and for about 20 years in captivity in England. Now, I think it's really well written, really well read, and history can be complicated, it can be boring, it can be taught badly, but that was really an example of how absorbing a subject can be, and I think Antonia Fraser rightly deserves a lot of acclaim.
As you say, it's very complex, all the relationships. Lee, how do you take to this?
I did enjoy the reading of it. I found, though, that there weren't enough colour in it for me, and perhaps as a newcomer to England, there were some things that I did not understand that needed to be explained. So perhaps the fault is mine, not the books.
Actually, my quarrel was slightly different to Lee's, almost the reverse. I thought it was almost too much colour. There was a lot of clothes, and see, I thought it was a bit of a girly version of history, really. And, you know,
I quite like the clothes, I'm afraid.
Did you?
Yes.
Now, Lee, perhaps not wholly surprisingly, you've chosen a book with a strong Australian theme. Tell us about The Potato Factory.
I'm going to start with my criticism of The Potato Factory. It's not really the plot that is the best thing about this book. What happens to the characters in the central storyline is actually, I think, a bit too far-fetched, even though the main character, Ikey Solomon, did exist and may even have been who Dickens based Fagin on in Oliver Twist. But what I really enjoyed in it is its fantastic descriptions and language. I particularly like those descriptions of 19th century London and think about them often as I find find myself in some of the places that he talks about.
So really, in a way, you're making a reverse journey. You come back from Australia, where this book ends, to see those streets. Have you actually gone into those areas?
I have, yes. Yes, I have. And since I've read The Potato Factory as well, and it does make you think. Yeah, and it is a reverse journey, as many Australians make.
Vida, what did you make of this?
I have to say, what I thought was really good about this for me, yeah, the story was good and there were some real characters in there, but the characterization through the reading was superb, I thought. You know, the different characters, the different voices that Humphrey Barr brings out. And that actually is another example of where I think audiobooks come into their own. If you get someone who does it well, and they've got to do it well if they're reading for 23 hours, I think that really tells a lot. And for me, that was one of the real plus points.
And I think he's the one that keeps it going. His voice characterizations were brilliant.
Now, I've cheated very slightly, as presenters are allowed to do, because you could argue that my choice is more literary than historical. Now, I've always been fascinated by Hardy because he seems such a set of contrasts. The books which explores this is Claire Tomalin's Thomas Hardy, The Time-Torn Man. So what did you two think?
I was really happy that you chose this book because I'm a fan of Thomas Hardy and I really enjoyed this book.
Vida.
And I enjoyed it to learn more about him, the man, the inner man, or the time-torn man, as the title actually suggests. And I think the other huge plus for me was another reminder of what an excellent biographer Claire Tomlin is, rather like Antonia Fraser.
Right, thank you very much for that.
Dispone de 45 segundos para releer el cuestionario y completar la tarea. Fin de la segunda tarea.